Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Schaffner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Schaffner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to third for the out. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Funk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Funk. Hodapp scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Funk reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Funk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers won. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first, with Hogsett covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Herring now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers won. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaffner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a line drive towards first. Morgan catches it and throws to second to double up Koenig. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schaffner bunts towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldman moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldman scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Stone moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0 for 1 in the game. Herring hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hodapp for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaffner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Funk moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schaffner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. George Uhel pinch hits for Art Herring. Billy Rogel pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Jake Miller now pitching. Bill Akers pinch runs for George Uhel. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Koenig scores. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Johnson scores. Funk moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Belvedere now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. McManus reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and moves to third. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to home to get McManus. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Goldman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.